Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. Authorities in Buffalo, New York say an 18-year-old man had racial motivations for allegedly attacking a grocery store in a black neighborhood yesterday. 10 people were killed, 3 others wounded. NPR's Barton Costi has more.
The shooter reportedly wore body armor and live-streamed his assault on the market. And authorities there have been quick to call this a racially motivated crime. Police moved to secure the scene even as the wounded were still getting first aid, as captured by this recording of emergency services dispatch radio.
So we're going to need some officers inside the top because we have numerous bodies and we have magazines and bullets and everything. So we need evidence secure.
Authorities say when police confronted the alleged shooter, he pointed his gun at himself, then dropped it and surrendered. He's been arraigned on first-degree murder charges and is being held without bail. Martin Costi, NPR News.
President Biden is calling the Buffalo shooting an abhorrent act. He is scheduled to speak in a few hours at a memorial service at the Capitol, honoring law enforcement officers who lost their lives in the line of duty last year. British military intelligence says Russia has probably lost a third of the ground combat forces it originally committed to Ukraine at the start of its invasion in February. The BBC's Joe Inwood reports the British also say the current Russian offensive in the eastern Donbass region has lost momentum.
Losing troops is the main thing, losing armor, losing equipment. The report also says that they've lost a third of the ground forces that they used to launch this invasion. In terms of how it's happening, well, they are coming up against incredibly stiff resistance at every point. It was also, I think, one of the things that's been highlighted is that some of the troops that were coming in thought they were only coming in on an exercise, on a short mission. There was low morale. There's been a number of problems, both strategic and tactical, with this invasion.
Ukraine has won this year's Eurovision Song Contest, the most high-profile musical competition across the Atlantic. NPR's Joanna Kakissis reports from central Ukraine.
Ukraine!
The song Stefania by Ukraine's Kalush Orchestra won a landslide victory in public voting across Europe, beating out strong contenders from Sweden, Spain, Serbia, and the United Kingdom.
Stefania, mamo, mamo, Stefania.
And Oleg Psuk initially wrote the song for his mother. After the Russian invasion, the song became an anthem for the Ukrainian motherland. And with the world's eyes on Ukraine, Psuk made a plea.
Please help Ukraine, Mariupol.
For someone to help the devastated port city of Mariupol, where hundreds of wounded Ukrainian soldiers are now trapped under a bombed-out steel plant. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Dnipro, Ukraine.
This is NPR News. The capital of Somalia under lockdown to discourage violence as lawmakers elect the country's president today. They're choosing between 36 candidates, including the incumbent, Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed. Voting is taking place inside a tent in an airport hangar protected by African Union peacekeepers. The lockdown in Mogadishu expected to be lifted tomorrow morning. In Selma, Alabama, a civil rights icon has been honored more than 50 years after he organized the first voting rights mass meeting there. Kyle Gassett of Troy Public Radio reports that Bernard Lafayette Jr. was also one of the organizers of the march from Selma to Montgomery.
On that fateful day in 1965, Lafayette was among those who were beaten by Alabama state troopers as they crossed the Edmund Pettus Bridge marching for voting rights. Earlier in his career, Lafayette and John Lewis were freedom riders working to integrate the interstate bus system, often being attacked by white supremacists in the process. On the site of that first mass meeting, Lafayette finished his remarks with advice for those assembled.
All we are asked to do in life is to give what we have to others.
The city of Selma renamed a street close to the bridge in his honor, and designated Saturday as Dr. Bernard Lafayette Jr. Day. For NPR News, I'm Kyle Gassett in Selma, Alabama.
Moon watchers will get a treat tonight. A total lunar eclipse will last about an hour and a half. The best view in the U.S. will be in the eastern half of the country. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.